Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Continuing to broadcast live from the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce. They got their business expo today, and I'm going to be a keynote speaker there and looking forward to spending some time with all the attendees, all the chamber members, and the prospective chamber members. We're going to talk to them, too. I got a new friend with us, folks, right now. Mayo Flint is the state president for AT&T in the state of Mississippi, and because that's where I am, Vicksburg, Mississippi. And so, and AT&T is one of the sponsors of this business expo today. So let's get Mayo in here and find out what's going on. Mayo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you, and welcome to Mississippi. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, and thank you for your sponsorship of this event. I appreciate your support of this Chamber of Commerce. I want you to know that any company like AT&T, any large company that puts their money in a community where their mouth is a friend of mine, and I'm very impressed and very grateful on behalf of the Vicksburg Chamber. I want to thank you for investing in this community and in their chamber. It's good investment.
Well, we believe that also. We're members of most of the chambers of commerce around the state. Because it's important to keep these, local economies thriving, and that's where we do business. And a lot of these folks are our customers, and
absolutely.
We're going to tell
the attendees today about your sponsorship and along with the other sponsors, and so good for you, good on you for that, as my audience knows, I love chambers and appreciate very much anybody who supports them. Talk to us a little bit about the telecom industry. I bet you're glad you're not in the car business these days, aren't you?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that industry that I don't want any part of.
But you guys have had your days too.
We have. There's been a lot of change in this industry, driven by competition and technology. It's not the business that it was 10 or even 5 years ago. It's really an industry that's driven by wireless and broadband, and of course internet protocol technology. Yeah. And it's allowing us to deliver our customers a whole host of new products and services that make their lives easier, their businesses function more efficiently, and we're bringing a lot of value to them also.
Well, I've got one of your 3G cards that to use in my laptop.
The Laptop Connect, yes, that's been very successful.
That's a great device. I mean, it's really almost magic to be able to be wherever I am and not worry about getting connected. As long as there's a cell coverage. If you've got a laptop and you travel around at all, you got to have a 3G card, I think, Mayo.
Well, it really provides a broadband like speed that's really something special for people. Most people who are at work, they get used to that the speed that they have at their computer at the office, and particularly in a residential environment, if they're at home, dial-up is too slow. And
dial-up, what's that?
Yeah, that's on the extinction list, isn't it?
I hope I never hear that. I hope I never hear that bong 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 or whatever that noise was. I hope I never hear that again. So what's the future? 4G?
Well, 4G, yes, that is the future. That'll be the next evolution. We're still rolling out 3G, but 4G is coming down the pike, and really, as you know, technology just keeps moving forward, and we're going to keep up with it, and we're going to bring the latest technology to our customers. There's a lot happening on the other side of the business, not just wireless, but on the wireline side with IP technology. We've got a really interesting product called AT&T Business in a Box that converges voice and internet and data over a single network connection. And It's really
plug,
a neat
plug and play.
Yeah, plug and play. That's right. And the thing that's neat about it is it delivers a lot of the same functionality that some of our big enterprise customers have to a small business location.
Wow.
Plug and play. That's right. Ready to go.
Thank you for that investment. Thank you for that investment in small businesses, Mayo. That's important. That's good. Is that going to be rolling out nationally real soon?
Oh, it's out there now. It's available now.
All right.
It's one of a suite of services that we have for small businesses. Another one's called Remote Vault, which is a remote backup service for PCs
right.
and servers, and just uses a simple broadband internet connection.
Good for you, Mayo. I'm going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website, please. Tell us how we can find this stuff.
Well, you can go to att.com. And you can locate any of these products and services, wireless, wireline, any products in our suite of services.
Right.
And we hope your listeners will come visit us.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayo Flint, ladies and gentlemen, President of the State, Mississippi State President of AT&T. Thanks, Mayor.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.